Paperwork and tracking. You want to run this like a business or even a side hustle that's going to make good money? Let's get into it. Well, hi everyone, it's Cam, also known as Fuzzy, and welcome to the AIP Content Creator Podcast. All right, today we're going to be focusing on paperwork and tracking. I'm going to show you what I do. That seems like the easiest way that I can find to do, especially if you're a newbie and you don't have a ton of videos up there. This is a great time to do it. When you got 300, 400, 500 videos up or reviews, it's a little bit tougher. But if you work at it and do what I do, and eventually you'll just get better at it, and you can have some good tracking on your reviews, okay? Okay, so let me show you this. This is an Excel sheet that it's not the one I use, but it's kind of what you can set up. And if you don't have Excel or a PC or it's on your phone, you can use Google Docs or whatever, right? So what I do is I put down the date, the asset number, the product description, the country, and you can put all kinds of different things in here. When you put it up or the review up, when you did this, when you did that, and you can put all kinds of stuff in here that you want if you want to track it. Okay, so now I'm going to show you what I do. And okay, I'm going to use Burt's Bee as an example. Okay, so like there's lots of Burt's Bees. Sometimes you'll do a review that just got one, right? And you're fine. You know that that's the product you did and you're good to go. Say you're on your phone, right? I never upload on my phone. I just video on my phone and I upload it to my computer and then I can do what I want with it. But you're kind of limited to what you can do on your phone. You upload it on your phone and you pick a product, you put in Burt's Bees, you find it, you tag it, and you don't know where it is. Like, you got to go through all of these to find out which carousel you're on, right? IPX helps out a bit, but we're going to do that in another podcast. But anyway, what I do right now is if I'm doing this Burt's Bee right here, all right? So I go in here and I get the asset number, and that's down here. Hopefully I didn't cut it off. Nope. Anyway, yeah, it's cut off a little bit. But anyway, that's ASIN, and that's the number right there. So you want to get that number. You want to copy that. You want to open up your Excel sheet, and you want to paste it in here, right? So there's, now you got the asset number of the product that you did, okay? So you can put a product description here if you want, the date, the country, US, Canada, Japan, Australia, whatever country you're in, all right? You write that down, you put your product description in there, and it's done. You know you've done that review on that particular product, right? But if you didn't, now you got to go back here and find out, you know, which product, you know, which one did I do? Did I do that one? Did I do that? Now you got to go through all of them. And that's what I was doing, right? And I'm going, this is crap. I don't want to do this. So I figured it out, right? So what I'm using is the ASIN number. And then to relate to the product, right quick, like, I use this rating number, right? So I'll write down 12,299. I'll copy this number and I will copy it and put it in my... Anywhere it's, I didn't have it, but I'll put it right there, right? So there we go. Now I know this will be ratings, of course, on the top here. And I write that down and then I'm good to go. So now I can basically, you don't really need this, but I do it just to know, right? And then I take that asset number and I can punch it into the search bar up in here and boom, it comes right up, right? So if I take that ASIN number and I take that and I go all the way down here, I'm going to copy that. Take this all the way back up here. Put that in there. And boom, that product comes up, right? There it is. And there it is. You got a sponsored and you got not sponsored, right? There's 12,299. 12,299. There's the product I have right there. Okay. See how easy that is? Now, this one came up with a bunch more because there's a bunch of sponsors on here in Burt's Bee, but there's a product right there. Okay, so you see how easy that is? And then you can go in here, after you find your product, then you can go in here and see the product reviews, right? You can see if you're on here, and this is where IPX comes in, right? So this comes up and says influencer videos, got six of them on the top. Oh, wait, bottom. And you've got total videos of six and no merchant videos, which is good. That means if somebody clicks on one of those videos down there, they're going to get paid. You got the ASIN number, you got the price, you got a rating, you got the view count, review count, and then more. You don't need the pro for this. The pro goes into other stuff, but you really don't need it. But anyway, okay, so I go down here, and then I look at these videos to see how they're doing, right? Where am I sitting? Am I sitting back here? Am I sitting on the second page? Now, I'm going to do this in a different podcast, but I want to be on this page right here. Because by the time these people have watched these three or four videos, they made up their mind. So I want to be right in here somewhere, right on this first page. So it's like Google. How many people go past first page of Google? Not many, right? So unless you've got a really crappy video, I suggest if you're making good content, you're going to be in here, all right? And Amazon is going to use your video for other Burt's Bee products too, right? Because they're the same and so on and so forth. Okay, that's what I have to say about tracking, all right? So that helps a lot for me to track my stuff to find out. And then I can go into my reports and find out if I got a zero, this and that. We're going to get into that in another podcast on products that if you list it and you don't know what's going on with that product, whether it's this, that, and the other thing, I'll get into that in another podcast. But you're going to find out you're getting zeros. And we're going to go through that and figure out why. Okay. All right. That's all I got to say about that today. If you got any questions or, you know, comments or whatever, just leave them in the comments on the YouTube and the podcast itself on Spotify. But to make sure you subscribe. And if you like what I'm doing, like it. Grab your notifications bell and pick that too, and all kinds of stuff. I just wanted to mention this. Our future podcasts are going to be coming up, and we're going to check how you check your commissions, reports. We're going to go into views, why you're not getting views on some of your products, which does happen. We're going to talk about carousels, category group. I'm going to show you about the category group. You guys might not know it, but we're going to just blurb on that really quick. When you got a video that's out there, let's repost it before you delete it. The IPX extension, I'm going to talk about a carousel that happened to me. One product tagging, multiple tagging. Think outside the box. That's going to be a good one for you guys. And then I've got two episodes of that. Then take a look at the past. And this is later on when you guys are finding something to do. You got no more products and so on and so forth. I'll get into that. All right. Then we get into income streams, multiple income streams, Logi, YouTube, all kinds of stuff coming up. So make sure you stay tuned and we're going to get at it. So I'll check you later. All right. Bye-bye.